And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 14th of November, 2011. It's the birthday of the artist who said, "I would like to paint the way a bird sings." Claude Monet, born in Paris, 1840. His father ran a grocery store, hoped his son would take over for him, but the son decided to become an artist, much to his father's dismay. Began his studies at the age of 10. He worked first in charcoal, drawing caricatures, which he would sell on the streets. Learned oil painting from an artist named Eugène Boudin, who encouraged him to paint outdoors, to learn to draw well and appreciate the sea, the light, the blue sky. At art school, he met Pierre-Auguste Renoir and Alfred Sisley, artists who rebelled against the fashionable academic painting of the day with its meticulous detail. And they experimented with a new style of landscape painting, producing rapid sketches, using short, broken brush strokes, trying to capture the fleeting quality of the light. A critic referred to them as impressionists. He meant it as an insult, and they adopted it as their label. Monet painted scenes from everyday middle-class life and got good reviews for his painting The Woman in the Green Dress, 1866. His model, Camille Dansieux, became his lover and later his wife. She died of tuberculosis, 1879. Monet painted a portrait of her on her deathbed and moved to a small farmhouse surrounded by an orchard in Giverny. Bought a strip of marshland across the road from the house, designed a water garden. Spent nearly 30 years in his gardens, planting and painting irises and tulips, wisteria and bamboo. His home and gardens in Giverny are now the property of the French Academy of Fine Arts, and you can go see them. And it's the birthday of the satirist P.J. O'Rourke, born Toledo, 1947, the man who said, "There is only one basic human right, the right to do as you damn well please. And with it comes the only basic human duty, the duty to take the consequences." P.J. O'Rourke, who said, "No drug, not even alcohol, causes the fundamental ills of society. If we're looking for the source of our troubles, we shouldn't test people for drugs. We should test them for stupidity, ignorance, greed, and love of power." Here's a poem for today by Tamara Madison, entitled "The Return of the Subjunctive." Oh, the subjunctive, may it make its bold return, may it ride back proud in liveried coach, may its two fine horses snort and paw the ground, and escorted by its staunch attendants if and whether, may it descend in velvet cloak and black-gloved hand the lacquered steps of hope and happenstance. May it fix upon us its deep, uncertain gaze. I shall be there to greet it, though my company be small and moody. I shall beg it stay, and may its presence give some respite from the steely glare of indicative, a mantle to shield us from passive's clammy chill. May it light again the land between the world that was and is, and that which still might be, and may we tread again desire's leaf-dappled path of possibility." The Return of the Subjunctive, a poem by Tamara Madison, from her collection Wild Domestic, published by Pearl Editions, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Constant Contact, combining the power of email marketing and social media for more customers and more time back on your clock. ConstantContact.com. And by Novo Nordisk, since 1923, committed to diabetes care and areas of unmet medical needs at novonordisk-us.com. Produced by Kathy Roach and written by Holly Vanderhaar. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.